Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today we'll be reading his devotional entitled, All Things. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Self-sufficiency is a constant battle for most of us. When we are called upon to serve the Lord, we frequently focus our attention on what we are doing rather than what God is doing through us. If you doubt what I am saying, just let someone else get the credit for something you have done for the Lord. How do you feel? Is there a spirit of resentment and even jealousy in your heart? Ouch! That hurts, doesn't it? In order to get a good grasp of today's passage of Scripture, it is essential we recall who is writing it. It is none other than Paul. He is the one who has been beaten, starved, stoned, shipwrecked, and accused falsely. That is hard to equate with do all things. I think what Paul is trying to say is that he stays doing as the Lord directs him to do. If in that process he is allowed to observe the results, great. If he experiences only the rejection and persecution, that is great as well. It is not his reputation that is at stake, but the Lord's. When we do all things through Christ, we rest in his strength. What are you doing for the Lord? Are you doing it in his strength, or are you relying on your own ability? Remember, he is the one who strengthens us. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.